Miss Level found she rather liked the Feagles. There was something unsquashable about them.
So, Mr. Anybody, what exactly is it you propose to do?
What?
Well, you came rushing all this way to save Tiffany from a creature that can't be seen, touched, smelled, or killed. What did you intend to do when you found it?
Rob scratched his head.
Well, generally, we muck it up as we go along.
Yes, but the creature's inside her head.
Ach, we can get inside her head if we have to.
Miss Level's face was a picture. Two pictures.
Inside her head?
Aye, no problemo.
You go in through the ears?
No, mistress, they're too small, said Awfully Wee Billy. But we can move between worlds, you ken. We're fairy folk.
And?
We can get into dreams, you see. And what's a mind but another world of dreaming?
No, I must forbid that. I can't have you running around inside a young girl's head. I mean, you're fully, well, you're men.
But the hiver's in there, mistress.
And you said you can't do anything about it.
Aye, but she might. She's a bonny fighter when she's roused. If we can only track her down, find the wee bit of her that's still her. You see, mistress, a mind's like a world itself, and she'll be hiding in it somewhere, trying not to let yon beast find her, and it'll be hunting her all the time, trying to break her down.
Miss Level began to look hunted herself. 50 small faces, full of worry, hope and broken noses, looked up at her. And she knew she didn't have a better plan, or even a PLN.